Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lisa Daymuth is the Speaker of the House for the state of Minnesota. She's joined us a number of times before, and we appreciate that she has made herself available. Lisa, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. There's a lot to discuss, Lisa, but I've received 7-8 texts with one request, so I'm going to fulfill their request right away. Are you going to run next year to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota? You could break the news right here, right now on this show.
Well, good afternoon, Chad. Great to talk with you and your listeners. What I can say to answer that is I am not a candidate for governor today.
Okay. Okay. I'm not new to this game, Lisa. That really isn't answering the question. Let me try it another way. What is your timeline to make a decision, and how will you arrive at that decision?
I think as we are looking forward in the state of Minnesota, I won't rewind everything and talk about where we've been necessarily, but just look at what happened to our state over the last 2 years with a Democrat trifecta in 23 and 24. Having us in a tie this year in the House, so 67 Republicans, 67 Democrats, me as the Speaker of House, we were able to stop additional taxes that would have hurt every Minnesotan. We were able to have a spending reduction from biennium to biennium of $5 billion, trying to really hold off the damage that was done. As far as looking forward to 2026, my focus is on getting a full majority in the House of Representatives, because a tie has done a great thing. We've been at the table, but we need a full majority there, and it is not too late for people to jump in the governor's race. You saw our governor just announced he's going to try for a third term. That would not be good for the state of Minnesota. We're focused on what needs to happen to Minnesota to really turn things in the right direction, and that is what we are looking at right now.
So I'm just going to try this two more times here.
Do you have
a timeline when you'll decide if you want to jump in the race?
You know, I think a timeline is something that is not out there. It, again, is not too late for people to step into the race for governor. But as of today, I am not a candidate for governor.
Are you more likely to be a candidate because Tim Walz is running for re-election?
I think anyone that has looked at this or continues to look at being a candidate for governor in the state of Minnesota is looking at how a Republican governor will deliver the right things and put Minnesota on the right trajectory, regardless of who their candidate is. It doesn't matter if it's Tim Walz or someone else. This state needs to turn around what Governor Walz has done over the last 7 years. So 2.5 terms at this point has taken us to a place the state never thought it would be. And we are hearing that across the board from Minnesotans, remembering the $18 billion surplus that was spent, remembering that taxes and fees on every Minnesotan, on every family, on every person was raised by another $10 billion. That's an increase to the state budget. Knowing that was an unsustainable way to go forward, not even going back to the lack of action when Minneapolis and St. Paul were burning in 2020. I mean, there are so many things going forward. Tim Walz has served this state. A third term would not be the right direction for the state of Minnesota.
The acting U.S. attorney in the last couple hours has laid out a case for more fraud. to a lot of us, seemingly it never ends in this state. Joe Thompson has charged 8 in connection with this housing program, which he called riddled with fraud. I mean, we're even trying to get him on today. He has talked about this state that will clearly exceed more than $1 billion in fraud. This is the Housing Stabilization Services Program, where he's laying out the amount of money it was going to cost and just tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars or more was spent, and so many of it was fraudulent. That should bother every single one of us. How much of this do you blame the governor, and be as specific as possible why you're holding him accountable?
When we look at the extent of fraud that is being discovered and revealed here in the state of Minnesota, House Republicans have been saying for years that there is fraud, yet there was no acknowledgement from the governor, from the executive office. There was nothing there. They would ignore it, and we started finally having Office of Legislative Auditor reports, the OLA reports, that really pointed to different agencies, different departments saying there's a lack of internal controls. We had been pushing for those things. Now, with Feeding Our Future and with U.S. Attorney Thompson bringing this to light, prosecutions are very good. I'm glad those are happening. What we had been wanting to do was prevent fraud in the first place. So in my role as Speaker of the House, one of the things we wanted to really look at this year was fraud prevention and agency oversight. That is why we set up that particular committee to meet in the House with a Republican chair. I chose Representative Kristen Robbins to chair that committee. That was not part of the agreement as far as having co-chairs. We have a sole Republican chairing that with a Republican majority in that committee to really shine a light on what is happening and get that out in the public. It was very interesting to see that they were meeting yesterday. All of a sudden, there was a firing by the person that they were calling in to testify with relation to this Housing Stabilization Services.
A gentleman by the name of Eric Grumdahl, all of a sudden is gone when he's going to appear.
Yeah. And so I fully lay this, the responsibility of how fraud has been allowed to go on the shoulders of Governor Walz, because that firing yesterday that we found out about, it could have happened the night before, that firing was the first time anyone has lost their job because of fraud in the state of Minnesota, even though we have been pushing and pointing at the problems here in the state, fully knowing that all of a sudden Governor Walz announces he's going to run for a third term. And then we have another fraud hearing that had been calendared since June. He decides to finally hold someone accountable. That person loses their job. I mean, it is ridiculous to see the amount of taxpayer dollars that have been wasted and squandered on fraud alone, because we know every time a dollar goes out in fraud, it means a needed dollar isn't going to someone in the state that was depending on those services that could have been paid for. So I think this lays squarely on the shoulders of Governor Walz, because he is the leader of this state, and he has taken until yesterday to finally do an executive order to finally have someone lose their job because of fraud. I think it is just a disservice to the people of Minnesota how long this has been able to go on.
This is the Speaker of the House, Lisa Damith. She's kind enough to join us. It's 45 past 12. I just want to put these numbers in perspective. This is from Thompson and his team. This Housing Stability Services Program launched in 2020. At the time, it was predicted to cost $2.6 million annually. The thought was to help out seniors and other folks with disabilities. In 2021, it was $21 million in claims. That was followed by $42 million in 22, $74 million in 23, $104 million in 24, and for the first half this year, $61 million. Not close to the $2.6 million annually for any year. So on Eric Grumdahl unavailable and Eric Grumdahl out of the administration, do you believe that the governor and others just didn't want him to appear at the hearing, concerned about what he might have said?
I can't answer that because I don't know. I don't know what the motivation for the timing is. I mean, clearly, Chad, you and your listeners, we can look at the timing thinking, oh, he was going to testify. All of a sudden, he's fired the day of or the day before. So I don't know what the motive is there. But when you've listed those numbers out alone, when anything is over budget by that amount, most people, common sense would say, maybe we should look into this a little bit closer. Maybe we should figure out why this is so far over budget and not let it to continue going on for almost 5 years. So, I'm grateful for the work that Attorney Thompson is doing right now, bringing this into light and investigating and doing what needs to be done. This could have been stopped back the very first year, or at least questioned. Maybe we got a problem. Maybe we underestimated. Or maybe it's really not going to the people that are dependent on it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
After the horrifying events at Annunciation Church a couple weeks ago, I think the entire state was reeling, not to the level of the parents or others who were there. I don't want to compare that. But everybody again saying this just can't happen. And people toss out ideas and can we try this? The governor spoke up and said he wants to have a special session. You said if anything comes out of a special session, it has to be bipartisan and cited what you said earlier in this interview, what came out of the last session that was bipartisan. Do you want a special session to happen in light of what happened with two children, an 8 and 10-year-old, who were murdered? And if you do, what would you like to see passed that isn't a part of the law in the state right now?
When I think of what I can only imagine what the parents of both the children that are now lost and the children that are injured. I can't imagine as a parent going through that. The other parents of kids that were in that space, I have a slight, a bit of understanding because there was a tragedy in 2003 at the Ricori High School. And all four of my kids, two were in the building, two were across the parking lot in the next building. So as a parent, not of loss or injury, I'm not trying to compare that because I don't know that. But my experience of having kids right there in the building,
certainly,
I can identify with that. But I will tell you what is different. The conversations in 2003, never once were those parent meetings and the community meetings, and that changes a community forever. Absolutely forever. It changes families forever. But the conversations at that time were about bullying. And so if you put that into language now, that would translate into mental health. And I think when we want to put forth solutions that will help people, in the makeup of the legislature, obviously they need to be bipartisan. Right now, we're tied in the House. The Senate, the Democrats are technically in a majority, but they don't have a voting majority because they only have 33 people. And then the Republicans have 32. There's two special elections over in the Senate that'll be in November. So in order to even, if we were called into session, in order to even adjourn permanently or sine die, we would need bipartisan support for that. So when I think of the families and the Annunciation community and the neighbors, and then those of us have had experience from years ago, I would be looking, and this is what I want out of it, bipartisan solutions that can change things. I don't want it to be politicized in a way that people are just throwing out things that maybe aren't going to actually get at the root cause. So when I think of what bipartisan solutions would be, it's going to be things such as providing additional mental health care to those that need it. We know we are short mental health beds in Minnesota. We are especially short in mental health and psychiatry services for pediatrics or for young kids too. But even where we're short and people are put on waiting lists to be able to get that initial appointment, we need to, so strengthening mental health is the thing that first comes to mind. Then we also need to do the things that would protect students in their schools, or in this case, in a private school. Because right now, any dollars that go to school security or safety only go to public education. I look at Minnesota in a way that I want to include all students in Minnesota. So
Lisa,
those dollars that...
I just have to jump in. I'm with you, by the way. I disagree with the governor on the allocation of public and private money. I'm short here. I have about a minute and a half left.
Yep.
I agree with you on mental health. But is there a way for you to lead your caucus and say, yes, we need to make schools safer. We need to protect private schools. We need to up the money for mental health. But we also should look at position A on guns. Is there anything that you would change or before on any sort of restriction on gun availability or capacity if also these other items were also passed?
So when we look at what we need to do, a special session usually has an agreement, so it's real quick, you know, a day, a couple days, whatever that might be. Exactly to your point, we will have conversations about guns. We know that is part of it, but the governor saying we're going to ban guns and it has to be done in this way. We have to have the committee process because we don't have the votes in the legislature, House or Senate, to ban guns. If the full Democrat majority would have had that when they had full control of state government in 23 and 24, they would have done it. They didn't have it then either.
Right.
So that is why, whether it's special session or in February, we will have full conversations and full committee hearings on everything.
So it sounds like you don't want a special session right now.
I'm totally fine with a special session. It's just not going to be a very quickly rushed thing because of how important these issues are.
Understood.
But if the governor, he's the only one that can call a special session, when he calls that, House Republicans will be there to do the work.
Thank you so much for coming on. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll reach out again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chad.
The Speaker of the House, Lisa Damith, right here. You can react at any point. 651-461-9226. Yes, I woke up today. No, I did not turn on my furnace. I'm Team Summer. Why would I turn on my furnace? It's 70 at that point. Did you turn on your furnace?
No.
Are you going to be dumb enough to say, oh, it's December, it's been below zero, and it's not a matter of money, but I'm just not going to turn on my furnace to show how tough I am.
Put on a third sweatshirt. Let's go.
Yeah, put on seven
sweatshirts. Toughen up, kids.
Again, to be clear, if you have financial issues in the furnace, that's separate. But I don't get the people who won't turn on the furnace. Even though you're not turning on the furnace, you still can think, hey, is my furnace ready? Whether it's a month, whether it's 6 weeks, and how should I get it ready? I have the solution, AquariusHomeServices.com, and a $29 furnace tune-up. That's right, $29. AquariusHomeServices.com, earning the right to be recommended since 1987. I'm a customer since 1993. Yep, I have the water softener. So guess what? I'm behind in laundry. Aren't we always behind in laundry? I can trust the water softener to help out the washing machine. I can trust it to help out the dishwasher. I can trust it for the bath and the shower. And obviously, I have that Kinetico drinking water system. Aquarius Home Services, earning the right to be recommended. Earning the right to be recommended. I recommend them to you right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.